go.
As long as I don't start singing, though, you know what I'm saying? Yo. Music Jones Podcast. And we back. Did you miss me? Easy. Yo. You see they about to reboot? Where they gonna do a Varnell Hill series? Man, are you kidding me? June.
What's happening, baby?
What's going on, man?
Cooling as always.
How was your last couple weeks? We ain't been in here in a few.
Laying low.
That's what's up. Easy.
You.
How's everything going, man?
Good.
Feel like it's been forever since I did a show, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't been that damn long.
Easy, man. Don't play though.
Yeah. Oh, he pumping them out. Pause. He cranking them joints out.
Mm.
He cranking them out though.
I might be off next week though.
Something gonna drop.
I don't know. I might not.
I don't think you don't know how to not record something.
Might be going out of town, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know you got that portable.
Oh, I ain't doing shit. I ain't doing nothing.
Word, man. How's everything good though?
Yep.
Word.
Can't complain. Well, I can't complain, man. I was changing my windshield wiper.
Mm-hmm. What you did?
Drop. Let it go.
Cracky windshield.
Hell yeah, man.
Let it go as soon as you took it.
Twice, too.
Oh.
Yeah. So at first it had a little crack, and the second time.
Spread it out.
I was like, I just put the cover on my car, man.
Disgusting.
I just put the cover on my car. Like,
that's disgusting.
And make one, make you last, not even want to drive.
Exactly. The last time I did that, it didn't crack. I was like, oh, shoo.
But this time.
This time, that shit. Son, it did a little dent, and then I did it the second time in a different spot, and that shit cracked. Well,
but they still give out free windshields in the state of South Carolina?
You get one.
You already got one?
No.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
You better use that get out of jail free card on that motherfucker, man.
You just got. Nah, I ain't tell my business. I ain't tell my business.
But, yeah. But other than that, everything's good.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's
what's anybody up. Need a car?
You pumping?
I don't need one.
You need, like you but use a Tacoma truck.
I do need a little small picker. I don't need no Tacoma. I need something smaller than that.
Oh, okay, all
right. Yeah, I need something.
Ain't nothing, but we get you in for about a little 50. It ain't gonna hurt you.
I need me some
50.
Need small truck.
Oh,
I just need one. My fishing rods can fit on the back of it, man.
Okay, that's I ain't saying Tundra. No, I said Tacoma.
That's the small one?
Yeah, that's the small one.
They ain't got nothing smaller than that? I thought they had a smaller truck.
You don't want that smaller than that. I said Tacoma. I ain't say Tundra. Yeah. Tacoma the small one. But anyway.
But that shit big, too.
But anyway.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, man. Had another death in the family. My mom's older sister passed away, so.
Damn. Sorry.
Rest in peace, Aunt Gil. Mm-hmm. Went through that. And, of course, you know what come with that, so. All that other shit, all that other shit been going on this week, nigga. So I've been listening to all kind of music. Like, trying to stay calm, nigga.
Mm.
Like, boy, whew. But that's usually how it go. It's always one in the family. It's always one. Everybody family got one. A crazy motherfucker that just go say stupid shit and
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And this one decided to do it on fucking Facebook, yeah.
Oh, somebody was saying something crazy
yeah.
on Facebook.
Yeah, my aunt, my mom, other sister.
Mm.
Dog blew the fuck out of me, man.
She posted?
Yeah, put it under a picture my little cousin had posted, yo. I'm just like, you too fucking old for this shit. It took everything in me not to fucking respond to it, yeah. But I gotta stay out. I told, you know, I'm gonna try to stay out of it because that's sister business.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't, you know what I'm saying, gotta do that. But one thing for sure and two things for certain, that bitch gonna leave my mom alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of that motherfucker.
Somebody be fucking with your mama.
Yeah, shit been going on since my grandma died. Yo.
Oh.
So every time somebody dies, shit comes back up.
Oh.
Yeah, and she the one that always want to bring it up. So it is what it is. But yeah, man, it was a rough last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to be stressed, but that shit had me on edge.
Mm.
Shit had me on edge because I knew it was coming. Was waiting on it.
Oh, the
but we just ain't people. We just ain't knew it was gonna go down like that. Yeah, so, but, yeah, man, I did get to spend a lot of time with my uncles and shit, though, mm-hmm. which was dope, because.
Who James?
All of them. My Uncle Butch, my Uncle James, my Uncle Frank. My Uncle Butch live in New Jersey, my Uncle Frank live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My Uncle Malik, he live in Darlington.
How old your Uncle Malik?
74.
That's a, yeah. He got to be like one of the first seven.
Right, he's still with it. What's his name?
He was up there around Ali and shit.
But I'm saying, Malik, what's the first Malik you heard of?
Shit, him.
After him.
Shit.
Yo,
fucking Malik. Right.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Nah, Malik.
Who was that?
Off of How You Learning.
So how old? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So. Your uncle got to be one of the first Malik. Shout out to him, OG Malik.
Malik Shabazz.
That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
And they told me, he said, man, this is back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. He's like, well, my name has been Leroy in 20 years. I'm like, damn, nigga.
Damn, he got two of the blackest names ever.
Right.
Malik and Leroy.
Yeah, his birth name was Leroy.
He got your last name?
No. Oh, my grandma. My mom maiden name Robinson.
Oh shit,
Leroy Robinson.
He a triple nigga.
Yeah.
You don't know any white Robinson.
Oh, he one of the blackest niggas. You know, I know.
Yeah. Who is a? I don't know no
my
white Robinson.
my grandpa half brother.
I'm saying you don't know any white Robinson.
All white, no. But my grandpa half brother. I meant mom.
Oh, his half brother.
My great grandma had a kid from a white man.
So he's half,
mm-hmm.
and half Italian. Mooliani. He's half Mooli.
Nah, you white.
Half Mooli.
Fuck.
Yeah, white.
He half white and half black, right?
Yeah.
That's a Mooli, a nigga.
Yeah, all this nigga, yeah.
Fucking Mooliani.
Mooliani. It's fucking Mooliani over here.
Little fucking half eggplant over here.
Yeah, man. But I just learned all that shit.
That he,
you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to your uncle. Like, Malik.
my great grandma had a kid from a white doctor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but it wasn't nothing like that back then, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't no nigga loving.
We talking in the 1920s.
20s?
Yeah, my grandpa was born in 1916.
1920s?
Yeah. Yeah, my grandpa was born in 1916.
How old was your grandma, great-grandma? This is your great-grandma.
Uh-huh.
How old was she when this occurred?
I have no idea. No idea.
Shout out to.
Yeah, but his name was Willie Robinson. That was my grand uncle's name. His name was Willie Robinson.
Black names. Black names.
Oh yeah, all my uncles got you know Elijah, so.
Of course.
Yeah, you know him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, we got a couple emails.
All right.
Of course, you know. The guy, the bull.
Shout out to the bull.
Shout out to the bull. Yeah, get his soundtrack going. He might have sent two. He actually did. He did. But yeah, man, a couple hours after they posted that video, they were hit. Yo Jones, yo Wally June, yo Be Easy. Jeez. Rest in peace to your unk. Appreciate that, Phil.
Appreciate that.
Uncle Freddy. Yeah, sounds like he was cool as shit, man. You would never understand.
Right.
Sounds like there was never a double, never. Man, Jew, you remember he used to, come here, Blazer. I got me with Blazer, come on, let's get it.
Let's just touch his watch, long
oh,
time
man,
ago.
Do you talk, no, I'm talking about just fucking with us.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
he be fucking with, he's called his car. Called his car to come
okay.
give, yeah.
Okay.
Crazy shit. Good pronunciation of the Muslim way to say happy born day be easy.
What did I say?
He said the Muslim shit.
Oh.
For my birthday, you read the shit?
Oh, okay, okay.
Y'all definitely up on that Philly slang. Ah. The slim fit jaws with the cuts are YN jeans. Yeah, Philly.
Yeah.
You ain't know. Then I'm guilty. I wear YNG.
Yeah, I know I do.
I ain't wearing those nut sack stack jeans.
Nut ass sack stack jeans.
Nut ass stack jeans. They can say them nut ass stack Johns.
Is that what the YNs wearing?
They wear the stacks now.
The YNs that can dress.
Yeah. That's the stack jeans is what it is now. Ye talking about Hov's young boy across the line, off his meds. And all. That's not cool. With how protective he is of his kids, he has to talk about other people's kids. He shouldn't. The way he feel about his kids, he should never say nothing about nobody else.
I don't put no weight into anything Kanye say, because you can tell he off his rocker.
Yeah, he's still talking to him.
Yeah.
He's still talking to him, man. Like, still talking to him. Big U and the Rolling 60s get hit with the RICO isn't surprising.
Cut real.
They laid out damn near all of the crimes on the podcast. Maybe their lawyers will say it was all entertainment. Will be interesting, yeah, to see how it plays out.
It was some shit I saw with Adam 22 said he got to close down.
No Jumper?
Yeah. I don't know how true that is.
Joe said he was broke.
Mm. Oh, Joe said that?
Joe Budden said he was broke.
How are you broke and you, like, I don't get it, man. I don't know. I don't know what they got going on.
I don't either.
I don't know what they got going on, but I know one podcast network that ain't shutting down.
Yeah, straight up.
Straight up. We still
shout out to Crux Media.
Cranking them bitches up.
Left and right.
The Yellow Beezy case may get interesting according to a few YouTube videos I saw. The alleged killer was paid in cash, so the cops won't be able to trace like they could if it was a wire or transfer. Then in another clip I saw, they said Yellow Beezy took out $40,000 from the bank a few days after Mo3 got killed. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh, shit.
And.
What are you trying to say? That's a payment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they said Errol Spence allegedly had his hand in that shit too.
The boxer?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cause they said allegedly, once on YouTube, somebody said that when Spence got in that accident.
Oh yeah.
He was running from Mo3.
Oh wow.
That's what I was told allegedly.
Cause then
I saw that on something.
Oh, you said Earl Spence.
Errol.
Errol, okay.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, he got in a wrecking there like a couple months later, he still boxed, something like that, right?
No, he ain't boxed for like a year and a half.
Oh, it was a while after.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he was able to box again.
But did he lose and they blamed it on effects from the wreck or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, but Bud beat his ass.
That's what he fought.
Yeah, it wasn't no effects or no goddamn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wrecking had shit do it.
But that was one. That was what he said or some shit. Yeah. It was okay.
I think he fought since then.
I don't really follow.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah, like, but he got trashed. Like Bud was just better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about all aspects of the game. Like he whooped his ass.
You think it's some validity to that Mo3 had something. He was running from Mo3 for the wreck. Mo3 was like that?
Right.
Legend has it Mo3 was a menace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Say that. Remember when Beezy got shot? Yellow Beezy got shot?
Mm-hmm. Did he get shot or he got shot at?
He got shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in a slang and all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean,
allegedly, Legend has
it. He was
it
over that. A girl, ain't it?
Mo3 did that too.
Mm.
Yeah.
He did it or had it done.
Did it. Mm. Oh no, they said he was a menace. He was a menace.
It was a dude that got shot in Atlanta on the highway in like a Wraith or something like that. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I'ma look it up. But anyway, yeah.
Hey, man, say, man, how they almost take out Sauce Walker in Memphis, man? Hey, man, it rough out there in Memphis, man.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't playing no game.
Hell no, it rough out there in Memphis.
Nope.
And one of the suspects got smoked in Texas a few days after. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the suspects got killed in Houston. Was he in Houston or Dallas? I think he was in Houston.
Houston.
He was in Houston. And the craziest shit is, I'm like, why would you go to Houston? And you know that where Sauce Walker from. So if he called and say, y'all watch the news and see if y'all see this, nigga. Man, niggas just do crazy shit. Hood Hop had a crazy beat. Jaquan had a banger with that joint. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna check out the Me Against the World album to see exactly what Pac was talking about. Appreciate that, Philly. Appreciate that. Won't even pick a whole album to get rid of out of the four y'all listed. Nope, won't do it. Another good episode. Can't wait to hit the next, John. Philly, appreciate you. You got another one. What makes you a king of rap episode? I forgot we did that episode. R.I.P. Street, Young Scooter. Weird situation from the 911 call to how he allegedly died aren't things you normally hear surrounding someone dying. Walterboro and Atlanta won't be the same. Forgot he was from Walterboro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is right. Something weird happens to certain basketball players' knees when they are done playing and get older. On the low, Dawn Staley has Kenny Smith knees. That's why she wears oversized pants. Tim Hardaway has them as well. I wonder what causes it. That's a good question. Because them niggas get, they
not neat.
Yeah, and boy, them shits go crazy when they
but
get
But it
old.
Ain't all of them, though.
It ain't all of them. It's just the ones that was not neat. You know what I'm saying?
Just go back and get worse.
Yeah, get shit. You seen Kenny shit, man. Yeah, Kenny shit touching.
Kenny, like, he ain't never played a dead ball.
And, man, that nigga was in a dunk contest right. That day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think his pants was lifting up one day. He was done.
Shit, rubbing together a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Will Smith had a good week last week. Got the street in front of his old high school named after him and had an album drop.
He had some fight shit drop.
So you like, you listen to it?
I caught a
You listen to some of it?
Yeah.
I still ain't listened to
it. It was a banging beat, I tell you that.
I've been waiting on all the reviews I heard from bullshit. So I was like, I don't mm-hmm. know. But I'm going to give it a shot.
Let's see if I
can. Oh, and he went to Overbrook. Him and Randy was classmates, June.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that, y'all cousin?
My cousin from Philly.
I thought she was talking about the nigga off the wire. Like,
nah, my cousin Randy.
Randy.
Yeah, them niggas I always talk about from Philly. And my Uncle Brock used to work in the cafeteria over that bit. Rest in peace to them guys. Another Music Jones gem. Had no clue, Can't You See? And Before I Let Go were on the New Jersey Drive soundtrack, Volume 1. I remember the movie, but don't recall hearing the soundtrack back in the day. Yeah, you was young, so you wasn't really into. Mm-hmm. I know you wasn't into all that type of shit, but the reason I had it or had my hands on it was because my pop bought it. That my pop was just buying music. That's just what he did. I agree with Be Easy. Being with the hot rap clique could get you album sales in the late 90s, early 2000s. Dragon definitely only went gold because he was associated with X and the Rough Riders.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell Be Easy Jones, The Becoming had some bangers. I told him. Feel it in the air. I can't go on this way. Purple Rain. Oh Daddy. Lord Have Mercy. Flatline. Tales of a Hustler Part 2 and its own.
Shit.
I know Easy is gonna fuck with that back and forth on its own. Hov and Beans went crazy on that. I told you that might be one of the greatest back and forths. Like, that might be one of the greatest tag teams that wasn't a real tag team. The way they fed off each other, that motherfucker, and carried it, like, whatever Beans would say last, Hov started his verse with that, Beans did the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a dope-ass song, man. It's party time. Oh, it's party time. Having a party. Come on. Tracy Lee is from Buffalo, but moved to Philly when he was a young bull. In more random news category, nowadays he's an entertainment lawyer. Another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next, John. Yeah, because I don't even remember how we got to start talking about Tracy Lee, but that nigga had, like, that Keep Your Hands High shit with Biggie on it. That was a dope back and forth joint, too. Mm-hmm. That was a nice one, too. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Bull, man. Appreciate the love, brother. Yep. Rap King Criteria. What up, bro? Real quick. Want to give my Nah, this from Hostar.
Oh yeah, you ain't say that.
Oh my bad. This from DJ Hostar. He just said, yep. What up, bro? Real quick, want to give my criteria on God MCs or Rap Kings. Lyricism, impact and influence, success of those that he leads. Wow. That's a good one. How do they rap crew fare against the field? That's a good one. No.
I guess. I mean,
freestyle and discography.
Well, we know who would win that day. Who would be on that list?
Who?
Rap crews? And freestyling rap crews, and they'll handle people and shit?
Yeah. But, well, The Rock dismantled in what, 06?
Maybe so. 06 it was that?
Wow. It was,
Name something.
American Gangster might have been the first album without, or either Kingdom Come. It was Kingdom Come, because that's what Lost One's on.
Oh.
And that's when he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The
So that probably was 06.
06.
06, 07, something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah. Because American Gangster was like 08.
Mm-hmm. And they was totally away from it by then, because that's Nas was on that joint.
And Beans.
Yeah.
Them was the only Nas, Beans, and Lil Wayne. Y'all talking about rappers, Lil Wayne.
Oh yeah, he was on Hello Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. but yeah, man, that's a nice criteria.
How they lead their crews?
Yeah, how do they crew fare against the rest of the industry?
That ain't really, cause who really got crews?
Right.
I mean, but we talking about from the niggas we talking about, they was in the crew.
I'm saying who do we talk about? For like the
let's see here.
In his criteria.
I think I still got it.
Cause we said Rap Kings. That was when we was talking about Kanye and his Rap King stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he
Wayne.
Had a list.
Wayne was part of Hot Boys.
But he said lead the crews though. He wasn't the leader of the crew. So he got Nicki and Drake. Call it? A Lil Twist.
And Jay Bills. Kanye said him, so he had good music.
Yeah.
Big Sean.
Oh yeah, Big Sean.
2 Chainz. Wasn't 2 Chainz signed to good music? No. Big Sean.
Pusha.
Sahi. Pusha.
Teyana Taylor.
But shit, Sahi one of the dopest writers around.
Good for him.
You know he wrote that shit Travis Scott had with Drake.
What shit?
What was that song that went crazy with them boys? Travis Scott and Drake. What was the name of that damn song?
Travis Scott.
Oh, the one that switched beats?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Out like a light.
Yeah.
Like a light. Yeah. Sahi wrote Travis Scott verse for that shit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That shit went bananas. Yeah. Jay.
I'm here to tell you right now.
But yeah, Pusha was Kanye saving grace. And he done turned his back on him. So
he crazy, man. Yeah. Nobody thinking about no Kanye.
Jay, Drake Young Money, Jay Rockefeller, Biggie, Bad Boy, Junior Mafia,
because Mason then was Puffy, really.
Yeah.
Pop.
Thug Life.
He did.
Went to them
Outlaws.
Exactly. Who else?
Now we can give him Digital Underground.
No, he was not the leader of Digital
Underground. He wasn't the leader. But that where he came from.
Nah, but that wasn't his crew. It said how he can lead. He didn't lead Shock G to do shit.
Eminem, D12, Proof, Bizarre.
But that's like we said about the video game shit.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of, because.
Oh, yeah, the sliders.
He kind of was, Eminem kind of, I mean, he was a leader, but he really didn't lead, like.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of was like a part of D12. Like, yeah. Jay wasn't really a part of State Property.
Yeah, I got you.
And Wayne, I mean, Wayne was Young Money, but he wasn't really a part. Like, it was Wayne, and then it was them niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eminem didn't put himself as, like, the leader of... Mm-hmm. Shady. Well, he was the leader of Shady Records, but he was a part of D12, kind of like 50 was a part of G Unit.
Mm-hmm.
He was I mean, he would be one too, because he had G Unit with Game and all of them. And
mm-hmm.
Tony L. I don't know.
LL Cool J.
He led nobody.
Run DMC.
Nobody.
Nas.
Braveheart.
I'm waiting on you to trash him.
Nah, I ain't gonna trash him, but I mean, his bodyguard had a way better verse. Your bodyguard Uchiwala verse is better than yours. I mean, matter of fact, he had the worst verse before the whole fucking sign.
Oh, God.
I was just joking. That's just, you know.
And last he said Rakim, and Rakim wasn't.
He didn't have a crew.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, but that's just that part of it. Huh?
Yeah.
He influenced. Yeah, he did influence.
He influenced the whole game.
Same thing with Tupac. He influenced too.
But nobody bump on it.
Hmm?
But nobody.
No.
No crew.
No crew.
But I mean, he influenced like Lil Zane.
Yeah.
And he did Lil Zane rap just like Tupac.
Man, Lil Zane Hollywood.
Lil Zane Hollywood.
Man, he ain't doing shit. He getting beat up on.
He rap like Tupac.
On what?
On them women show.
Lil Zane on shows now?
He probably on one of them housewives.
The Atlanta show.
Lil Zane?
Hip hop. Hip hop. Loving hip hop.
Playing hard. They about to whip him.
That was he on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lil Zane?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought he went away.
Yeah, he went away, all right.
But now he on a Love and Hip Hop type show.
Mm-hmm.
And all them chicks slick dissing him too. And last time he came out with something. Who is he?
Oh my God.
And he then got exposed of being a bitch ass.
A Pop Tart or a fruit cup?
A snake.
Okay.
I didn't know that about Lil Zane, but anyway. Shout out to High Star.
Yeah, shout out High Star. Yeah, I'm going to keep that criteria in the tuck, man. And yeah, I'm going
to. Definitely the.
I'm going to compile me a list based off that criteria.
Definitely the crew shit. That's. But see, like, 3000 ain't led no crews.
Dungeon Family.
He didn't lead.
I mean, he was a leader.
No, he was not. He was just.
Of the rappers?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't even the oldest.
That don't mean he wasn't the leader of the rappers.
He wasn't the leader.
Who was the leader of the rappers?
Cujo Goody.
Man, get out of here. Yeah. Or was it CeeLo? Or was it Big Rude?
No, not no Big Rude.
Big Rude's that
he
name?
Like he wore shirts a little too big. Yeah, you ain't need the 4X, Playboy. We know you big and you four.
Right on to the
to the fakers.
Yeah, to the fakers.
Outcast. Pronounce outcast.
Yeah, right.
Matter of fact, fuck anything else.
Fuck being anything else. There's only so much time left in this crazy world.
Shout out to the
wake up, niggas. Shit.
Yeah, I don't think Outcast had a leader. Cujo Goody. Cujo Goody was the leader.
Well, it might have been Gil.
Quarterman D.
It might have been Gil.
Wow, you think so?
It might have been Gil.
Man, my crew ball business.
Hey, man. Hey. All right. So I got some shit for us to talk about, and this gonna piss me off.
Why?
Because you know B-Dot got the ability to piss everybody off with his list.
Uh-huh.
And he came out with one. I'm gonna go ahead. We gonna talk about this one first. I'm probably gonna save two of them for next week because
you so backed up. You got two lists.
Mm. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No. I got four lists. To talk about.
You got a lot of bereavement days and you getting a write up. I'm sorry. We sorry for you, but you getting a write up.
Alright, man, so see if you can pull this up, B-Love, if you don't mind. But B-Dot did a list of top 10 best posse cuts.
Damn.
Yeah. And then after we go through it, I'm gonna talk about the ones that I think he missed. And I want y'all to, you know, we all gonna do that because he got a decent list, but man, ain't no fucking way. I don't know where B-Dot from. I don't know if he's from New York.
I think he's from New York.
Man. This list is a decent list. Like I said. But boy, he missed some shit.
Yeah, he missed a few.
He missed some shit. You see it?
What is Benjamin's number one?
Yes. That's the list.
Okay.
What's your number one?
His number one is Benjamin's on here. He got number 10, the Symphony. Mm-hmm. So which Symphony?
Marley Marl.
Number 9, Scenario.
Wow.
8, 24 Hours to Live. 7, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, I Shot Your Remix.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Bling Bling. Number 4, International Players Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Band from TV. Number 2, Flavor in Your Ear Remix. And number 1, the aforementioned Benjamins.
Damn. Man, it's totally different.
What you see?
Yeah, what I got.
What you see? For B-Dot list?
This might not be B-Dot list. It just come off of the definition posse cut, and I guess it is. Here's the list of 10 highly regarded parsley.
Yeah, this B-Dot list right here. That's what you have for B-Dot list, John?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is the criteria on there?
I don't see no criteria.
I got to find it because it was a criteria.
Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, I just searched for the list.
So they just give me the definition of posse cuts. I ain't got no criteria. A posse cut in hip hop refers to a song featuring multiple rappers.
So ChatGPT said B-Dot's criteria for, well, AI, and I ain't gonna say, said B-Dot's criteria for a great posse cut rap song are musicality, impact, and relevancy.
That might have been it.
I mean, if that's his criteria, I gotta hit I Shot You.
You don't remember that? Oh man, that shit tough, man. It was on Mr. Smith.
It's crazy because it got
Prodigy and Fat Joe went crazy.
What was y'all number one?
The Benjamins. All About the Benjamins.
But Fat Joe?
Mm-hmm. Fat Joe, Foxy Brown. Prodigy.
The Barbecue.
Oh yeah, that's a totally different list. Keith Murray. LOD.
So when I hear this, I think about Beans and Free going back and forth at Hot 97.
Yeah.
Phone call.
And think about it. This shit came out in 95.
Your song?
Mm-hmm. I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Hanging toilet taking a shit. The big chips.
And yeah, what's that right there?
What call?
I Shot Your Remix.
I Shot Your Remix. LL Cool J.
They ain't even up here.
LL had two songs up there.
He talking about just B-Dot list.
Yeah.
seemed like they would have some similarity.
What do you mean?
Just at least one or two songs.
I don't know where that came from, though.
Right, they just got AI overview. AI overview.
So what's your issue with this list, Jones?
This B-Dot list?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your issue? Let me hear it.
It don't got, it got Bling Bling on there.
Okay.
That's one Southern song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with it being there, but where is Black Ice?
That too much of a cult classic. Dang. Not cult classic, but it ain't commercial.
Okay. It's not, okay.
All these other songs.
Kind of commercial.
They cross over.
24 Hours to Live.
And see, since you said that, you said in commercial, right? So on this little funky list, they got Make Them Say Uh.
See, and like, some lists going to have that. Because that's a dope-ass posse cut.
Yeah.
But his criteria, you got his criteria, musicality, impact, and relevancy.
That's B-Dot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what AI said.
I 24 Hours to Live.
Musicality, impact, and relevancy.
Relevancy.
Okay.
24 Hours to Live, that's on Jay-Z shit, ain't it?
No, it's on Mace.
That's on Mace shit. Mm-hmm. What was the one? Oh, I'm thinking about Reservoir Dogs.
That's not on here.
Which one?
I don't like that song.
You how?
Because I don't like it.
Which one?
Who?
Nigga, you really don't like
what?
That shit?
Why?
You since don't like that questions, shit? How you don't what? Like... You don't like Reservoir Dogs.
I just don't.
Your boy went crazy on that shit too.
I don't like that beat. Boing, 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 boing. What beat that came from? That came from something.
It's a sample.
Yeah, from like a cop show or some shit.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that. I never liked it. I skip it all the time.
Damn.
No, actually, no, that's Superfly.
Yeah, that's where it come from. Yeah. I never liked it. I skipped it. Skip it all the time.
Sauce Money went fucking bananas on that shit, yo.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Ah, shit.
That's just
Sheik took his shots at Nori on that shit.
Yeah.
24 Hours to Live. Niggas done started something. Should have been where that is.
What?
Niggas done started something.
Who is that by?
It's on DMX album. Off It's Dark and Hell is Hot.
B-Dot's criteria before you name random stuff.
Nigga, DMX?
Who cares? He got better posse cuts than that.
Swagger like a
Rough Riders anthem and shit.
And that ain't on him.
Exactly.
And that ain't better than nothing. Ain't none of them Rough Riders anthems better than goddamn the remixes.
In your opinion.
Shit, yeah. Shit okay. In the world. Niggas done started song. That one of the coldest fucking posse cuts.
I can't
cuts
even
ever.
Call that song.
I know you can't. Because you ain't a hill. You used to listen to R&B back then, nigga.
Shit, ooh. I wish. You think he gonna diss me?
He was. He was listening to R&B. B-Love. When we was in high school, you used to listen to some R&B now.
Ain't no way.
Not like that.
Yeah. You was only listening to Jay-Z. So,
no, I was listening to Master P, Jay-Z,
there you go, see. But you wasn't listening to DMX like that then.
Nah, I don't like dusty niggas, man.
See?
My niggas
what that is.
I don't like dirty ass, robbing ass niggas.
That's why you wouldn't know the song.
On that dog fool.
Right.
That's why you wouldn't know
what's
the song.
What's it called?
Man. Niggas done started something.
With a Z.
Yeah.
DMX, Mace, and the Lox.
Mm-hmm.
I probably heard this.
I know you heard it.
They got all about the
skyscrapers.
Musicality, impact, and relevancy.
Nigga, them boys went fucking bananas on this shit. All of them. Everybody first was talking.
You want to know how this song isn't relevant? This is my first time hearing you talk about this song.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. And I'm going to go find the episode that I talked about it on.
Please talk about you going to find the episode because it's the last time we're going to hear about it.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Because here... They sound with Marvin Gaye, so I know I talked about it before.
None of this is none of these are more relevant than Bling Bling.
Of course not.
Except for maybe international.
Because Bling Bling is in the dictionary now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
there we go. We taking over.
But this shit should like this, like I said, Black Eyes. But Outkast had a few posse cut. Outkast and Goody Mob. Shit, get up, get out, get some. Shit.
It ain't topping none of these. It ain't topping none of these. As far as all of them criteria right there,
right.
Get up, get out, and get something. It's cool, yeah, but it ain't topping none of these.
Ain't even nothing Southern on this other one. Knuck if you buck.
That ain't even a posse cut.
Nah, that's just a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that list right there is.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was supposed to be four or more people. The song had to have four more. Yeah, that was
4-3-2-1 got four more people.
Uh-huh.
Method Man, Red Man, LL Cool J, who else? God damn, he got three songs on this motherfucker.
Master P, DMX.
That one on this list.
Master P and DMX is on that shit too.
Yeah,
because when he took cannabis off.
No, he didn't take cannabis off.
He did. He put out another version without cannabis on it.
But the original had cannabis. Mm-hmm. He's like, let me borrow that on. Mm-hmm. Let me borrow that. Yeah. Scenario, that ain't going nowhere.
No,
it's not. That one too.
Yeah, Scenario's not going nowhere.
Flavor and Year remix ain't going nowhere.
It's not.
Benjamin's ain't going nowhere. Dressing all black like the Omen.
Yeah.
That was almost a saying in Orangeburg.
That's a saying now. Mm. Somebody literally said that like 2 days before the women's rapper list came out.
Yeah. I got that list too.
Banned from TV probably ain't going nowhere.
It ain't. That's one of my favorites.
International Players Anthem ain't going nowhere.
No, it's not.
I like Key. Sell my show. Choose a lover.
Choose.
She called it choose a lover. I was choosing. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh God. Yeah. But yeah, man. It, like I said, it was a good list. It was just like I would. This shit should have been. I feel like this should have been on there.
Only what you gonna swap this out with 24 Hours to Live?
You could.
The symphony, I can't speak on symphony.
Yeah, that belongs in there. Lyrically, musicality, and lyrically, that's one of
the. Would this be on here or the No Limit version of the symphony?
That one could be on here too.
Would that take this one out? That symphony,
no.
Okay. Give me another posse cut.
John Blaze, Don Cartagena.
Not particular. Mm.
But that's a group.
Yeah, that was their group.
So Busta Rhymes with Flavor in Your Ear?
He was on that. Yeah. That's on the list. That's on B Dot list. Okay, yeah. Busta in that. LL Busta, Rampage.
Biggie.
And Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost like New York was killing it.
They was, but the thing was when the South started doing it, you see they didn't get no love.
What did the South do that deserved to be on this list though?
Or Poison Clan,
Bling Bling.
That's it.
And
International Players Anthem.
There's something else in there, man. A posse cut.
Make it say
That could've. That shit went fucking bananas.
Only one of these songs I see that taken out is 24 Hours to Live.
Make them say
Yeah. I can't really speak on the symphony cause
yes.
Definitely not Benjamin's.
That's before your time.
Before I cared.
That's before your time.
Definitely not Benjamin's. Definitely not Flavor in Year. Band from TV, maybe iffy, but that song is real big, New York wise. Mm-hmm. International Players Anthem. Niggas play that at their wedding to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bling Bling, like you said, that's in the
dictionary.
In the dictionary. I shot the remix, maybe.
Y'all said something about Headbanger?
Headbanger.
Oh, shit, I forgot about the Headbanger.
Who was that by?
EPMD, Redman,
K-Solo.
And K-Solo. See, that's them early 9 deposit cuts.
Yeah, that ain't gonna get it. That ain't got past Rap City.
Shit. Oh. That shit went crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it on MTV?
Yeah, it was.
Other than your MTV rap?
I used to watch it on MTV. I mean, shit, that was all the place they played rap videos.
I'm trying to think.
What was your MTV rap?
A commercial had that music.
Yeah, but that was the only place they played rap music on MTV in the late 80s, early 90s. But I would have liked to see. Well, he should. Well, maybe if his list was longer, it would have. I respect his top 10.
I don't see any of these coming out other than 8 and 10 coming out of top 10 and 6.
10.
Really? Really? 6.
10.
6, 7, 8, and 10, really.
10 will never go nowhere because it was like the beginning of posse cuts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's fair. Yeah. Well, then 6, 7, and 8 are the only three
got,
I see.
We all in the same gang on here. They ain't got self-destruction on here. They ain't got none of the resourceful shit.
Positive songs.
I know, man.
We all in the same gang. That's the West Coast, right?
The West Coast. That was the West Coast version.
What's a West Coast song?
Posse Cut. It Ain't No Fun.
That's a that more like a crew though.
That's a posse. Cause you got Dog Pound, Nate Dogg, and Snoop. Snoop wasn't a member of the Dog Pound.
But then you could say you, me, him, her.
You, me, him, her. And I thought about that too.
But that ain't gonna make no top 10 though. I like it.
But it'll be in mine. It would, if I did a top 10 list of posse cuts, it'll be that would be in my top 10.
But you gotta you gotta think objectively and not subjectively.
No. But when you listen, it's something when you listen to something and you can recite. If you can recite
four bars from every verse. But you not thinking objectively. You think it's subjectively. Yeah. You saying if you can recite four bars or whatever.
But that's all hell. Everybody probably can recite four bars
of you, me, him, her.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Shit yeah.
June don't even know what fuck what song. Who we talking about?
He know.
Whose song is you, me, him, her?
Who?
Exactly. like he said, musicality impact. That song ain't really had no impact.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than me and you, like niggas.
Nah.
And relevancy.
My wife, goddamn, know it word for word.
You, me, him, her.
Really?
I be so mad when it come on. She won't shut the fuck up.
Oh, she say the whole thing.
Oh, God, nigga. And I do her the same way when some shit come on I like, too.
Mo better. Mo cheddar. Foles knock the man off your polo sweater. Yeah. What's another list?
You mentioned the top 25 female rappers, but I don't want to do that one. I'll save that one for later.
Why not?
Because they did a top duos of all time list.
Duo.
Uh-huh. Top duos.
Oh, duos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Complex did. You know Complex will fuck up a list.
Everybody be saying that, but
they just do it for conversation pieces.
But they criteria.
At this point. Uh-huh. Let me see here.
Oh, shit.
The Dog Pound was a duo?
Mm-hmm.
They got City Girls over Dog Pound.
You see that shit, right?
Damn, I can't really...
Black Alicia.
But they got Helter... Do you think Helter Skelter deserved to be ahead of Dog Pound?
No, it's a complex list.
No, so it's going to be biased. I said you.
Yeah, because Dog Pound only really had one album.
Well, if that's the case, then City Girls probably do need to be ahead of Dog Pound then.
Possibly. Jeez. I mean, and they...
Because Helter Skelter is one ahead of City Girls.
Mm-hmm. But Helter Skelter, you know, they was a whole... That was a whole movement.
No, like the Boot Camp Clique.
But they was the nucleus of the Boot Camp Clique. Because Buckshot and them pretty much was ending up. Smith and Wesson was, you know, they was, you know, they because they was going through that legal battle with their name and
I got to see how they do this because they got Camp Low ahead of, like, City, of all of them.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean,
Pete Rock and CL Smooth should be.
Why?
Could be a little higher. Nigga, because I ain't never heard of Black Alicious.
Yeah, that's what I'm tripping on.
Hold up. Hold up.
I never heard of Black Alicious.
And they got him since 1992.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of Black Alicious.
On their West Coast.
Yeah.
But he went out 21, too.
Run the Jewels. I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah.
Camp Lo being high than Run the Jewels is a little.
I guess because of that one song.
Luchini.
Yeah.
That cool hit, that whole album was pretty dope though.
DJ Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince is at 13.
They had their moment.
They did.
She won the first Grant Rap Grammy.
Parents just don't understand. Let me tell you something.
I think I can beat Mike Tyson.
It might be three or four songs on here that's better than Summertime. It ain't gonna be too many songs on this list better than Summertime. Maybe three or four. Of people that make songs.
Yeah.
Somebody phone going off.
My.
Pop. You gonna answer it?
No. Call him back. Yeah, Summertime might be one of the greatest hip hop songs ever.
Songs, period. Mm. They top 10.
And that nigga, and he said, he told Rakim they had the shit up on the internet. He was backstage somewhere talking to Rakim, and he said, his homeboy told him to do that Rakim shit when the beat came on.
Oh, yeah, and that's how he
said. Yeah, so he was rapping like Rakim. Because I thought for sure Rakim
wrote. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, everybody did.
Do you think 8-Ball and MJG need to be at number 6?
Ooh.
That far ahead of Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why they are.
Okay, please do.
Because they was the first Southern niggas to really, they was the first niggas from Memphis to really, like, put Memphis on the map, and they was making good music, and they did it mostly independent, and they had a moment. You mean
they won round below Eric B. and Rakim?
That is the favorite you're saying on that one.
Exactly.
I mean, but that's Eric B. and Rakim, so as long as they ain't in front of them, I'm cool.
But here's it: who's ahead of them?
Who's ahead of Eric B. and Rakim?
No, who's Eric B. and Rakim right here? UGK.
Mm-hmm.
Gangsta, which is. Mm-hmm.
But see, that's that early 90s shit.
Mobb Deep and then Outkast.
Mm-hmm.
What do they have? Let me see this article.
I think the criteria.
Let me see this article. Let me go to the top of this article. Let's see. Because I'm sorry. I don't think UGK need to be in the top 10. That's just me.
You don't?
No.
Shit.
Boy, cold. You cold. Mm-hmm. Nigga, pocket full of. I got a pocket full of style.
Did I say UGK?
Mm-hmm.
I meant Mobb Deep. I mean, 8-Ball and MJG, but.
They was in top 10.
Yeah, they was in top 10. I don't think so.
What about Run the Jewels?
They 14.
They close to where they at. They 15.
Yeah, they 14 or 15.
The fuck are they about?
That's
Big Mike and Killer Mike and
I met Killer Mike and his and the white boy. And boys make some dope ass music.
They do, and they more now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they still make music and put stuff out.
Yeah.
They kind of revived Killer Mike career.
Mm-hmm.
Musically. Mm-hmm. They don't give a criteria like they did on that.
Yeah, on the other one. I can't. I mean, the only thing probably do different is the order of this shit. Because they got all the duos pretty much. I don't see nobody missing except Salt and Pepper.
They wouldn't be. They wouldn't fall into it because they said.
Because Spinderella was.
Uh huh.
Okay. Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So like Run DMC and Salt and Pepper ain't in the group.
Yeah.
They not a duo.
Duo, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is not?
Run DMC
and Salt and Pepper. Because they DJ was with them all the time.
So it's just two people, period. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, that's how DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, like Eric B. and Rakim.
Shit, they said that shit in the top. Shout out to Run DMC and Salt and Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we're only considering
Latrim.
Yeah, I don't know Latrim. Like Latrim higher than Black Sheep, man.
And they hired in. Oh, well, they said they paved the way for Florida people like Trina and City Girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember Miami. These girls.
Yeah.
We got the cars. The cars that go boom. Mm-hmm. I remember them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they said that when they came out, you know, New York had it, and they came out and made some noise. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So. No problem with MOP being at 7?
Yes.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
Where should they be a little lower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in the teens somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, like I say, I don't know their criteria.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Annie Up, a couple of other songs, Cold as Ice,
mm-hmm.
John Cena song, you know.
Mm-hmm. Blood, Sweat, Tears. Mm. You know what Blood, Sweat, Tears is?
Maybe so. Maybe I do.
The song that's playing when DMX pull up to the crib in Belly?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And then he you know, when the police is at his crib, he pulled up, and the song that's playing right there.
Yeah.
That's that song.
Okay. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, they signed the G Unit, and
mm-hmm.
50 told them to lose weight, and they didn't want to, whatever, you know. So
Mobb Deep shouldn't be number two.
I guess they could be number two. Who would you say as opposed to Mobb Deep?
I'm just asking.
I'm asking you.
I don't have a problem with them being. I'm glad that number two. Oh,
okay.
If it was a New York list, they would probably be number one.
Right. This ain't. I mean, I know. You can't. Don't. If this is Clips being at number nine.
Okay. Higher or lower?
Probably lower.
Mm. Really?
Maybe. As a group, I mean, we know they can rap and all that.
Yeah.
What happened to that boy? And
mm-hmm.
What else?
Grinding. Oh, that Lord Willing was.
Yeah, Lord Willing was it.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Virginia. But I wonder.
Ma, I don't love her.
For nostalgia, EPMD might need to be higher. They definitely need to be higher than MOP. Definitely need to be higher than 8 Ball and MJG. I'm sorry. EPMD.
EPMD.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna argue with that because
UGK being at four.
Well, it should be lower?
Yes.
You think so?
Lies. Lower than Eric being Rakim. Paid in full? Mm. What UGK biggest song is Big Pimpin'?
Number wise,
yeah,
but they got
name some songs that
they got cult classics
like
Pocket Full of Stones.
Pocket Full of Stones, okay. Pocket Full of Stones is not bigger than any of the big.
They got
Eric B and Rakim songs.
They got One Day You're Here, Baby.
That's not bigger than Paid in Full.
And then you come.
Front, back, side.
Not bigger than Paid in Full. I don't even think their impact is bigger than Paid in Full.
Oh yeah,
they're being rocking him.
Sipping on some scissor should have been on that fucking list, but
Posse Cuts.
Yeah. It should have been on that list.
Out of this, yeah, I think
that should have been on that list.
Better than six. One of them six, seven, or eights. One of them could have came off. That goddamn. Yeah. Lock song, whatever the fuck that was, that could have came off of there. 24 Hours to Live. Get the fuck out of here.
And we put motherfucking Sipping on Some Scissor.
And we put
that
Sipping
that's
on
the
some
one
scissor.
I left. That the one I forgot about.
Sipping on Some Scissor. All you non drinkers, non snorters, non. Yeah. That need to be up there.
Yeah, we find one.
Maybe.
That's the one. I know I should have wrote that shit down when
LL was. LL got too many.
He up there too many times.
4-3-2-1 really don't need to be up there.
It shouldn't be.
I love it, but personally,
time to cut my mic on. Time to get right.
Okay, we got two that need to be on there. Then 4-3-2-1 need to come off, mm-hmm. and
24 hours to live.
When we put Master P on there with
Make Him Say. Mm-hmm. And
sipping on some scissor.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. The South got something to say too.
That what I was trying to say, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Shit.
This is a cool list. You got another one?
We can do the top 25 female rappers all time now.
I know what you're gonna say.
Cause the last list is the best 50 storytelling rap songs of all time.
I have nothing to say about that.
I know, so we're gonna save that one because
this was staff picks.
Yeah, you go want to say something about that shit, I promise you. Yeah. The songs that's on that list, you gonna enjoy that one. You gonna either enjoy it talking shit or enjoying the songs that's on the list. What the fuck it
is. Oh, hold on, this might not be okay.
Billboard did the list.
Yeah, I'm looking, but I wanted to make sure because I see Tierra Whack at 25, and I couldn't remember. But then I remember Dolce being at 24.
Mm.
So, Scrolling down, what's the first discrepancy you come to?
I'm getting this. That
fan too much for you, Wally? I'm good. Turn that fan off.
Yeah, I'm good.
Need some water, B?
Yeah, I'm good.
Water. Get extra water, B.
What's that, top 25 what?
Female rap artist.
Top 25 female rap artist.
It's by Billboard. See,
this Tierra Whack, like
I can't say. I've heard her name a lot.
Yeah, I heard her name. Like, I see all their names on the internet and shit, but I don't be listening to that shit, man. Now, Dolce, I don't have a problem with her being there already after one album.
But
shit, they got Gangsta Boo 23.
She been out a while. I don't think Gangsta Boo need to be 23, though.
High off?
Lower or off?
Cause even I mean, lower she, off.
Lower or off, yeah. Well, which one is higher? Higher would be first. I'm thinking higher, like she on 23. Okay, higher would
so
be like
she should 22. Be lower.
So I think she should be off.
27.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Lady Rage, 22.
Rough and Stuff with Afro Puffs and what else she did?
A lot. Most of the songs she did, it was like features.
Okay.
Because you know she was on the Chronic.
Okay.
She was on the Chronic album. With Dre, she was on the soundtrack from Above the Rim on a couple songs.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
Standing down. On Death Row was a song on the Chronic album. She was on that. That was my shit. Too. She the only solo album she did was the Afro Puffs came off on
off our soundtrack.
Above the Rim, yeah. Yeah, but she only had one album, Necessary Roughness. So.
Top 25 all time with that? Okay.
Glorilla, 21.
She need to be in the top 25.
She need to be in the top 25.
In my opinion. Because, I mean, how many songs in a row that she had that been hits? 4-5?
Something like that.
Booty Hole Brown.
Nah, that's Six Red.
That's it.
Yeah.
She ain't on the list.
Shit, thank fucking God. She don't need to be on
the list. I guess Glorilla right when, based on where they got Moni Love,
mm-hmm.
I guess she right where she need to be. Because Moni in the middle, where she at in the middle. I didn't mean it like that. I was just rapping her song, but she is kind of in the middle, but. Other than that, what else she had? That was hers.
All she do is radio. She radio broadcast.
Lotto at 19. I don't particularly care for her, but I know she got some hits right now.
She keep a good hit.
Yeah. She do got that big, her song reached number 3 on big, Billboard.
Big energy.
Big thing energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she had a couple albums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She won that show, didn't it? She won that show, right? That rapping show, rap competition show.
Did she?
I think that was her. I think she won that.
Remy Ma, 18.
What you think? Think she need to be 18, high or low?
She cool where she at?
You think so?
Mm-hmm. She missed a lot of time.
And she walked around metal detectors.
She did that, huh?
Rhapsody, 17.
I guess. I mean,
I got to see who in front of her. Okay, with Doja being at 16, I can. Doja, a hell of a writer. But that motherfucking.
She weird, but she got some. She
yeah,
got
she
some
can
songs.
Rap. She can rap like well,
she got some fucking songs.
Yeah.
Lady said she a devil worshiper.
And she be fucking with people. Her own abortion, no goddamn deal.
Yeah, I think she just be trolling.
Yeah.
Look at
Megan
that.
Megan Thee Stallion at 15. Higher or lower?
I don't think.
Goddamn it, if this got anything to do with lyricism or anything like that, her ass need to be lower.
Lower as in the 20s?
Behind Rhapsody at least.
I mean, but like I said, it probably got a little bit to do with that, a little bit to do with sales, a little bit to do with impact, all that kind of shit. So, I mean, she can rap. You can't say she can't rap.
I can't say that.
You can't say she can't rap, period.
I can't say she can't rap. You're right, I can't.
You might not like her style. Like, I don't like her style, but she can rap. She had a, she won Grammys.
Mm-hmm. She had WAP.
She got WAP. Saturday Night Live.
She did that a couple times.
Send a right? nigga up the road. You know what I mean? She oh, she God. influential. She might be right there where she need to be. Here's some controversy.
Yeah.
Number 14.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Rest
What's her peace. Best verse?
Ladies Night.
I got one better than that.
What?
Donnell Jones.
It might be.
In my opinion.
You I know think. What's up?
Yeah. Say what?
That might be. Hey, baby,
listen. Oh, it's on here too.
It say that shit. Yeah.
Ladies Night and You Know What's Up. Them the two.
Yeah.
Them the two.
Yeah.
I don't think she deserves. I mean, who really made TLC? TLC. Was it Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
That she was the L. That was about it. Cause T-Boz was the.
But I'm yeah. She was the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
Chilla came through. Looked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Left Eye deserved to be top in 14?
That's hard, pause.
Yeah.
That's like, just because, you know, we don't know what was possible. She was about to sign a death row and all that shit, so.
She did sign a death row because they was called the row.
Mm-hmm.
For real, that was after. This nigga laughing at. I can't. I said this shit in all seriousness. You forgot it was called The Row?
Yeah, I forgot about the row. That shit.
Yeah.
You roll it with the row.
Oh, they had a song?
Nah. That's what they used to. Snoop said that in one of his songs.
Trina at 13. The baddest bitch. You ain't that bad. You at 13. You cracked the top 10.
Oh man,
Trina, that song with Kelly Rowland, that shit is horrible. But the bitch,
here
does.
We go,
yes,
here we go.
Shit oh my god,
she sounded horrible.
Horrible.
She sounded.
We know she wrote that. She had no go. Rick Ross, nobody can fuck like that shit. The brat being at 12 is oof. Maybe because she ain't had a lot of stuff out.
606-0604.
Yeah, the brat.
Damn, she 12.
Yep. Cardi B at 11 might be kind of low for Cardi B. What I mean, like, she could 12. Be in the
when
top
the last
10.
Time she put something up?
Who, the brat?
Yeah.
Shit.
The Ricky Smiley Morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or what's the XM station.
Sears Satellite. Sears. Oh, she had a show on Sears Satellite.
Man, she talk like hell on it.
Oh, really?
It's something time. It's something time.
I ain't know. Oh, no. That's, that ain't,
she don't want them damn.
That's my girl. What's the chick that,
Lil Mo?
No, not Lil Mo.
She got to be on that same show, Drew.
What's the chick name that, KRS-One diss. Damn.
Roxanne Shanté?
Roxanne Shanté. I couldn't get that shit out. Pause for nothing.
Yeah, but she be
but
on
yeah,
somebody's
show.
Yeah,
that's who show that
lame,
is.
Lame shit. She be on somebody's show, lame as shit.
Oh, on Sarah's Satellite Radio.
Yeah,
she talk the whole damn.
Yeah, that's Roxanne Shanté.
She ain't as bad, but I remember hearing the Brett talk. She should be talking.
11 Cardi B. Think Cardi need to be in the top 10? Let's see who
in the top 10.
Fox, yes. Fox has got to be out of the top 10.
Why?
Two albums. BK Anthem.
Nigga, Cardi B got what album?
Cardi B got more hits, too.
Yeah, she do.
Cardi B got more hits than damn.
Yeah, I mean, of course she do. She got Ghost Rider.
True indeed. Let me see who ahead of, we can't take Roxanne Shanté out or Eve.
Roxanne, where Roxanne at?
Number eight. Salt and Pepper. I guess. That's kind of MC Light 6.
She should be. Let's see.
She Queen right Latifah, where the fuck she need to be. She, they really been
Lil' Kim.
Yep, exactly.
Lauryn Hill. Mm-hmm. Missy.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicki.
And Nicki.
Now, that's the, shit top with, seven. The shit with the, but the shit with Missy, like Missy wasn't really a rapper.
She was rap. What she was rapping and singing.
She did both,
but she was really mostly rapping.
Mm.
Ooh, I suck it to me. Oh, the Brat crushed that beat.
That's all of them got down. Now Nicki is where Nicki's supposed to be.
I'm glad you said that. Niggas was hating on Nicki.
I can deal with that. But Nicki ain't nothing but a representation of the top five.
But I mean,
ain't nothing but a representation of the fucking top five. Yeah, she do all of that. She do everything. She do everything. And Queen Latifah, she the queen.
She don't be singing like Lauryn Hill though.
Nigga, yes she does.
Nicki do be singing. Okay.
Yes. Like dog, Drake, Lauryn Hill, like motherfuckers try to say Lauryn Hill album wasn't a rap album, nigga. Drake albums got just as many songs singing on it that Lauryn Hill did on fucking The Miseducation.
That top five is solid.
It is.
That's a solid ass top five.
It is. Like, I can't even be mad with MC Light being number six. I can't be mad.
But she right there at it, though.
She right there. But I love MC Light. Her and Queen Latifah, like, them was some rapping ass girls back in the day.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers rap like shit, yo.
Man, one of the hardest woman songs ever is UNITY.
Nigga. And I'm talking about Queen Latifah. She got more shit than that. She got some fucking bangles.
I think that's my favorite Queen Latifah song.
My favorite song is Just Another Day.
Yeah.
That's my favorite song by Queen Latifah.
I think
Latifah.
That song too slow for me.
That, but you know I like that slow shit. You know I love that
what
slow
movie
shit.
What movie that was on?
Hell, it might have just been on I can't remember what movie it was, but I know New York today. Undercover used to run that shit.
That might be what
they
it
used
is.
To run that motherfucker crazy.
I don't have too many issues with this list.
Hey, I don't either. I this is my first time looking at it.
One person I think that should have been maybe she only really had one album though, and she's one of my favorites. Mia X. I think Mia X.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but shit, she was on every fucking Posse Cut they had.
Yeah.
Because if Lady of Rage. But I guess she ain't had the impact of Lady of Rage, maybe. And Lady of Rage was in the movie, too.
Yeah, and on a TV show.
What TV show?
Steve Harvey.
She was on one episode.
No. She was a regular.
She was?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, she was on that shit. She was on the cast for at least a year, at least two seasons, maybe.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
I guess Lady
But, like,
Rage.
I want to be mad at them having MC Light at number six. I swear I do, but Lord knows I can't.
But then who you would take out? You really?
Can't take out nobody.
You can't take out
Gotta
nobody.
Gotta do five.
Unless you swap her out with Queen Latifah.
But that's when you start doing the 1A and 1B shit.
Yep.
That's when I start doing that shit, that type shit. Because as much as I love Missy,
really 5, 6,
what about Lil' Kim?
And 7. No, you can't.
Ain't nothing. But Lil' Kim, shit, she might could go up a little higher. You could swap her out with one of the next
Who's
two in front
three?
Of.
Who was number three?
Lauren.
You're not gonna swap her out with Lauren.
Shit, I would.
You're not gonna swap.
I put Lauren at 4. Just
you would?
Because. Yeah, she only got one.
That'd be too low for her.
But. I can't discredit that Fuji shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she went the fuck crazy with them niggas. She rapped better than both of them niggas.
Yeah.
She was smoking them niggas on the songs, dog. Oh, God, she was smoking them niggas. But yeah, I can't be mad. But Lord have mercy. If that goddamn Paper Thin come on, I'm going to lose my mind.
Right.
MC Light got the ass with shit, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Latifah had a song called Dance For Me, Dog. Because, you know, Mark 45 Kings was a producer. 45 King, them niggas from New Jersey, the one that died a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That did Hard Knock Life?
Mm.
Yeah, he was a menace with them boys back in the day.
He died since COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, he died since COVID. Yeah, we talked about that on here too. Cause he made that beat that Ed Lover used to do, the Ed Lover dance too.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This list was cool to me.
Yeah. So Billboard, y'all did all right.
They don't be missing.
It was a staff pick list though, wasn't it?
All of them do though.
All of them be staff it.
I think so.
They must be got some better women in the staff than men because
yeah, they did say staff it.
Them chicks did that, but I know women had their hands all over that list. A man would have fucked that list.
All Gangsta Boo need to be on here.
Yeah. So who we gonna swap out with? Who we gonna put in there? In her spot.
Cause like they put who?
We gonna put Mia X with Gangsta Boo at.
Nah.
Can't put Mia X though?
Nah.
We gonna put Kaya?
Kaya might be in the 20s now. My neck, my back, can't wane with shit.
Number 25.
Don't fuck no nigga.
I can't say. I know her, but I don't know no.
She been like I used to hear people talk about her a lot in the 2018-19 mm-hmm. type shit. So, and then when people would say like it ain't no good female rappers, they would always, her name would always come up, but I never listened to her music.
Mm-hmm.
Never listened to her music. So,
yeah, man. She
got nominated for a Grammy.
Who?
Tierra Whack.
Oh, she didn't change her name.
Oh, she from Philly, so she can
rap.
She can rap, but she from Philly.
Yeah, more than likely. But yeah, man. Gonna shoot back 25 years real quick. Holla at Big Pun for a sec. Pun dropped. Well, they dropped this posthumous album. Yeah, baby. 2000.
Damn, he only had 3 albums.
Yeah.
Who's a good one off of here? We Don't Care?
No. You know the song that was on here.
It's yeah, so baby. Hard. Oh. Was this Postmas?
Yeah, because when it dropped, he had already died by the time it dropped.
Oh, by the time the album dropped.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the songs, you know, it was done, but they just went ahead.
This might be the only song I heard off of here. Shout out to Big Pun.
That the one
I'm trying to live. I lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, and that was the crazy shit about the album. Because he said all that shit in the album. And motherfuckers was like,
he just died of heart failure or some shit?
Mm-hmm. Heart disease, heart failure.
Yeah, shout out to Big Pun.
Nigga was like 400 pounds.
Four. Might be bigger than that.
Right. That nigga was doing too much move.
The album dropped in what? What is it? April? Mm-hmm. He died in February.
But the single
was out.
That came out before he died in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Damn.
No, the single ain't. They ain't released the single till March 30th.
So it came out right after he died.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because he wasn't in the video.
He wasn't. There was a whole bunch of people just singing and throwing Puerto Rican flags. Did.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, that's the only song that I used to really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was something else on here I used to listen to. I just can't remember because I ain't listened to it in so long. Now, that Capital Punishment was my shit. And when he died, I was like, I really don't want to hear that album.
Cause it ain't, might have been some put together shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, some of that shit might have just been put together at the end. Yeah, man. Shout out to Pun. Rest in peace. Keep resting in peace, Pun.
Shout out to all our Puerto Ricans out there.
Puerto Ricans. I don't know you, man. Not you again. Oh, that way. And 20 years ago, Mike Jones.
That's crazy.
Drop Who Is Mike Jones. And boy, look at here. Put Texas on the goddamn, on another map. Well, because this dude right here, when that steel tipping, drop. Then that back then.
But that song came out a year before it got big.
Yeah, I know.
Because they used to play the video on BET Uncut.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to come on, and then I don't know what happened, but that shit took off.
With, back then?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Because I used to, they used to come on, and that that video, let me see where them panties at or some shit. Mm-hmm. And then
I used to like the white, the video about white girls.
Yep, that used to be on there. Tip drill.
Yeah, tip all that drill. Shit, that, white, that shit about that white girls, them boys was stupid.
They was in the snow, ain't it?
Yeah,
yeah, in
dumb video
in the snow.
Shit, yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Why the fuck do I remember that stupid shit?
You was waiting on tip drill just like me.
Yes, sir.
Your thing hard.
Your ass, because it ain't your face. Of these kids. Nah, they used to run them over every night.
Play that. That used to be right. Like the last song they played
every night.
Every night.
That used to come up, what, two or three?
I want to say three.
Three in the morning.
And then after that,
that might have been Peter Popo.
No, this was a black dude screaming.
Okay, yeah.
Peter Popo white, right?
He might be. Now, what's my band name that J. Cole was talking about?
I don't know Peter Popo.
You passed due a miracle. What's that nigga name? That ain't Peter Popo.
Oh, that might be the dude he talking about, because he used to be a black dude, mm-hmm, sitting in a chair.
God!
Yeah, him.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I can't remember his name. I'm going to look it up in a minute. I'm going to look it up. This shit right here. But this shit right here,
this
nigga.
This the one, too.
This shit right here. This shit right here, nigga.
This is the incel anthem.
Ooh. Boy, I used to rap this shit with girls, boy. Oh, now I took my glasses off. Now you were hollering at me.
Not the glass.
Oh, man. Nobody showed no love. They used to treat me like a scrub. Dollars what? It's rolling up. 84s come rolling up. They want to sit in my car now.
Looking back at this song is, I ain't going to say problematic, but.
Hug and kiss me now.
This a loser song.
Yeah, 281-330-8.
You only can get women because you got bread.
Yeah.
This a song right. For niggas who ain't got no game. This a trick. This trick ass song. Tricking ass niggas singing this song. Oh, they ain't want you because you ain't no bread. Wouldn't be me though.
Oh shit.
Couldn't be me though.
Hey, I never led with that.
Yeah.
Never led with that.
Yeah.
It was never a topic of discussion with me.
Exactly. Either. Never led with the bread.
Yeah, never led with that, yo. No.
Shit. It's all better spit game than Hollywood than it is to spend change in dollars.
Man.
That's it.
Yeah. Bitch of mine ain't getting a dime. You know what I'm saying?
That is.
You know what I'm saying? Come to the crib, show you what this is about, you know.
Back then.
Yeah.
You pull out their panties.
That y'all goof ass niggas put diamonds in your teeth and shit. Shout out to Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
Him and Chamillionaire and all of them other niggas. See what else out here. All he needed was them two.
That was it.
That was all he needed was them two.
That was it, man. It might have been one more song I used to listen to.
Off of this album?
It might be
Flossing.
That's it. I think Flossing is that candy thing. Tickly dang, sipping drink. Yeah. Yo, that Chevy cub. That was right before I got. This is right out. I got rid of my Chevy not long after this shit dropped. Well, she's the band across the 15, cuz.
That the only reason you liked it? Cause that hook, Big Mo.
Big Mo kill that shit, man.
Goofy ass hook, man. Shout out to Tits.
Big Mo, that Big Mo kill that shit, man. Mike Jones, huh? Who? Yeah, man. Shout out to Mike Jones on his.
Shout out to Mike Jones on his wide smile.
His 20th, man. For his first album, man. This is a good time to be alive right here, though.
Mike Jones, come buy a Tundra from me.
Come on, I'll let you book.
Now call him, be love. Shoot that nigga text. You got his number, man.
Sprint was mad at that nigga. said that nigga phone bill. $27,000. Nigga, all y'all can do, all you had to do is turn the fucking phone off.
That's all you gotta do.
I think you can still call that number too.
281-330-8004. I remember that shit like I remember my first phone number, man.
I just remember him being with Sprint back then.
Yeah. That was some dumb shit, man.
Before Sprint was everywhere.
Oh, God. Folks was calling that dude.
Hell yeah.
That shit was crazy, man. But yeah, man. Appreciate you.
That's it?
Yeah, man.
Ain't
shit,
ain't no 15 years ago.
Nah, ain't nothing else, man. I did, because I missed the Nip's anniversary and DMX anniversary.
Damn. Death-iversary?
Death-iversary, yeah.
I just made that up.
I know.
Neighborhood it worked. On crib. Shout out to the 60s. What,
6 years? 5 years.
Might be six. It was before.
It was 19. It was before COVID.
Right before COVID.
Yeah, so it was 19. So, yeah, it's been 6 years. Trav, rest in peace, Fat Trav.
He was 19 too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember that day when I got that call. Mm-hmm. It was around this time because I was delivering the Augusta National.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was end of March.
Yeah. I was delivering to Augusta National right before the Masters.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Shout out to Eda calling me some fucking bad news.
Nigga, speaking of which, speaking of a trap, nigga, my man had them same shoes at funeral.
That's a trap funeral. You told, yeah. The same preacher?
Yeah.
Come on, cuz.
Yeah, that's his church. That's where he preached at.
Oh, he only let himself do the funerals?
No, his son did, my aunt's, because she went to the other church and decided to heal. Yeah, so.
Damn, that burger looked good there.
Damn it.
But yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to save some for next week. What's next week? The
27th.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Shout out to you and Yoshi. I might have to skip next week too, man. Nah, the fans need you, baby.
Unless I do Saturday.
The streets need you, baby.
Well, I'm going to have to record Saturday. Me and my co-host
Yoshi. Yeah.
Oh, we're good. You say you're going to be out of town anyway.
Sunday, yeah. I got to work Saturday. Yeah. I got cars to sell. Come see me. I got that new Tundra for you, baby.
I don't want no Tundra.
You want a Sequoia?
I don't want no Sequoia either.
Yeah, that new Sequoia, 1794 edition. That bitch 87,000.
I don't want no truck.
You want that? What you want? You want a Camry?
Get
your wife a new Camry.
I want a coupe.
Oh, we ain't got none of them out there.
Yeah, I want a coupe.
So that 1794 what?
87,000.
Yeah.
Ain't that small thing to a giant.
Shit, I ain't no giant, bro.
Trading that own car you got,
Jolly,
that boy.
Jolly Green,
you
drive.
You about 27,000, 30,000 foot. Knock it off. Go ahead and finance 52.
Right. God damn it.
Go ahead and finance 52. Shit.
Oh, God.
You keep it up, though. You ain't did no alterations to it.
No.
You know, Carfax, clean Carfax, one on the car.
That's it.
I'm sorry, y'all. That's the life.
Nigga straight with the selling cars. Nigga crazy.
Give me some extra shit on that.
Oh,
goddamn.
Man, I appreciate you though.
$5,000 last week, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
Oh, God.
This
nigga here, man.
Taxing on the whole one, boy.
Running
shout
up.
Out to them tariffs.
Run it up.
Got the since we talking music, got the JBL speakers in
JBL a little bit.
Yeah, man. Listen to all your hippity hop music.
Oh, you know, hippity hop.
Three months free satellite, Sirius satellite radio. So,
oh, God. That's it.
What's that station? What's the back in the day hip hop station?
43.
Rock the bell.
Rock the bell. Listen, rock the bells all you want. From here to Missouri.
I listen to Shade most of the
Shade time. 45. You listen to that for 3 hours straight, all you want to.
For three months. Yeah.
Then included.
Then that shit $40 a month.
It is.
Damn near.
That what you got?
No. I don't pay. I got it, but I don't pay $40.
Your wife do. Give me time.
Nah, she don't pay for it either. She got the same shit I got. She got my bill down to like minimals. I'm talking about minimal, dog. That shit minimal now.
Don't worry about it. Trump coming to take all them discounts away.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Right.
Fuck that nigga.
I wonder what Trump listened to.
That's a good question.
Oh God.
Could you picture Donald Trump listening to Lady of Rage?
But you know he probably listened to rap.
Kodak Black.
Because niggas talk about him so much.
Nah. Oh yeah, because he probably want to hear him talk about
him. Yeah, you want to hear motherfuckers say his name.
My good friend Jay-Z said.
You rolling like Trump, you get your meat lump.
Staying in Trump Towers. Some shit. Shout out. Anyway.
Yeah, man. But B, I appreciate you, man.
Thank y'all for having
Tell
me.
Tell everybody where they can find you at.
Florence Toyota.
Live and direct. Live and
direct. Tell Toyota I need a sponsorship, man.
Shit, okay.
Tell him I need a sponsorship, yeah.
You got to see the number, see if it,
tell him I need a sponsorship, man.
Yeah, I'll play you at the,
Hey, play me over the,
speakers, yeah. Y'all gotta stop cursing.
Right.
Oh man, shit, they better deal with it.
He just cursed again.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Oh
God. Nah, but every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
That ignorant shit, yo. Appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm. June.
Yo.
Appreciate your brother.
Absolutely. I appreciate y'all.
Tell them where you can find you.
Hanging out in the Music June podcast.
Must.
Watching damn RC video.
Absolutely. Good time for me though, great.
Oh man, it's your boy Jones, man. I ain't leaving no socials or none of that shit today. I'm just glad to be back in this motherfucker. Y'all keep listening, and we'll be back next week to listen some more. But y'all can't email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com, though.
Be looking for him.
It's your boy Jones. Peace. Ain't shit changed. I still represent what's your house, huh? Even though Bobo's wrapped in Bobo's.